Okay, welcome everyone out to the Board of Local Building Authority for Emery County. It is 2:30 PM, May 16th, 2023. We're at the Emery County Courthouse at 75 East Main Street, Castledale, Utah. We will open with number one on the agenda, discuss approved deny meeting minutes from January 10th, 2023 LBA meeting.
I move to approve the meeting minutes from January 10th, 2023 LBA meeting.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes from January 10th. All in favor, Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sidrid, aye. Motion carries. Item two, ratification of contract between Western States Mechanical and Emery County Local LBA regarding water treatment system valve regulator upgrades. So this is on that cooling tower at the research center. After it was fired up and we did our first testing last year, it was realized that we had to redo some valve and regulators and upgrade portions of that system. And so we put it out for bid and got a quote from Western States, but it drug on to the point that they had other jobs to go to, and if we didn't turn them loose, they were going to turn down the job. So they were allowed to do the job and have us ratify it here today.
So we're all good with everything, it sounds like.
It was requisitioned and approved correctly. Mike advised on it. It's signed by everyone and we should be fine.
Okay. I'll motion that we accept the ratification for Western States Mechanical to work on our water treatment system valve regulator upgrades.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to ratify the contract between Western States Mechanical and LBA, Emery County LBA, for the upgrade of the valve and regulator upgrades. All in favor? Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sidrid, aye. Item three, discuss approved deny awarding the RFP for the Huntington Senior Citizen Center pre-construction engineering to Jones and DeMille Engineering. So this was...
Were they the only ones that
bid? Advertised and opened in our last LBA meeting in January. They were the only application for the project. And this is just pre-construction engineering and the CIB application. If CIB is awarded, then we'll start the process over for the actual work.
And council approved this one also.
No objection.
Okay.
Okay, I motion that we approve the award to Jones and DeMille for the engineering, pre-construction engineering for the Senior Citizen Center.
A second.
Here we have a motion and a second to award the pre-construction engineering to Jones and DeMille for the Huntington Senior Center. All in favor? Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sidrid, aye. Number four, discuss approved deny contract between Emery County Local Building Authority and Jones and DeMille Engineering for professional engineering services at San Rafael Energy Research Center. So this was advertised
and applied for and opened in our January meeting.
But what are we calling it, an amendment or a sub-agreement or something where Johansson and Tuttle are going to work with you on the...
Yeah, there's a professional services agreement that includes our whole team. And Johansson and Tuttle was part of the Jones and team.
Okay.
And they've been tasked with performing the sewer design and
So it's not a subcontract, it's just they're part of your team?
They're part of our team. Okay. And so we have a subcontract with them between our two companies, but the only contract you'll see is the one with Jones and DeMille.
Okay.
And Commissioner, I also spoke with Johansson and Tuttle on that. Not that I needed to, but they advised me that everything's been going well.
Okay.
And also, we had on the contract, we had a couple of things back and forth. Nothing serious, but just a few things that we typically do, which they accommodated. We got those changed. So I recommend we sign that contract and look forward to working with everyone on it. Appreciate their help and helping us do this project. It sure is nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So we'll look for a motion.
So I move to approve the contract between Emory County Local Building Authority and Jones DeMille Engineering for professional engineering services for the Santa Fe Special Service.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the contract between Emory County LBA and Jones and DeMille Engineering for professional engineering services at Santa Fe Energy Research Center. All in favor? Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sittard, aye. Item 5, discuss, approve, deny contract between Emory County Local Building Authority and BYU for gasification advisor services. And again, this one was advertised. BYU quoted it. It came and also went through Mr. Olson and went back and forth a couple times changing things. I think we finally got to a comfortable spot with it also.
Yeah, I agree. I went and visited the facility with Commissioner Wilson. We had some questions. We had some questions about the contract that they proposed, just some things that I didn't quite understand from the plain language of the contract. And so we were able to get that cleared up in terms of what the parties actually were agreeing to. Thankful for them for their help in assisting us to get that cleared up. And so I don't have any objections.
Okay.
I'll motion to approve the contract between Emory County Local Building Authority and BYU for gasification advisors services.
I would second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the contract between Emory County LBA and BYU for gasification advisor services. All in favor? Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sittard? Aye. Item 6, discuss, approve, deny agreement between Emory County Local Building Authority and Morley and McConkie LC for commercial appraisals. So what we have here is we're looking in right now to the possibilities of making a land trade in Huntington and getting CIB money to build a new senior center in this part of Emory County. It would have a new commercial kitchen and be set up to help with the Meals on Wheels. We're working an agreement with Huntington City to trade them our old senior center, which did not have parking for the seniors and the kitchen was getting pretty old. They have agreed to, at least in concept, to trade us a piece of property that they own on Main Street for this old building. And so Morley McConkie LC, we went out for bids and they were the low bidder to do this commercial appraisal for us so that we can try to do that trade.
We had to get commercial, correct?
We tried using local appraisers, and no one locally can do commercial, so these people are out of St. George.
So I'd move to approve the agreement between Emory County Local Building Authority and Morley and McConkie, thank you, LC for commercial appraisals.
I'll second.
Here we have a motion and a second to approve the agreement between Emory County Local Building Authority and Morley and McConkie LC for commercial appraisals on the properties in Huntington. All in favor? Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sittard, aye. Item 7, approval of any bills to be paid through local building authority.
There was no additional ones other than the ones you normally pay.
Yeah. So we've already seen all of the bills.
Yeah, there are very few right now because it's CIB. Mostly type things.
Okay.
There are a couple of ones in the mail invoices,
but
they probably already got processed.
They had multiple signatures, and they might
have even been clear last. I didn't have any for today.
What was that? I don't have any.
No bills for today then, okay. Okay, so we can cross off number 7. Number 8, any other business to come before the board? Mr. Jensen?
I just kind of mention a little bit about the projects here and just talk about the funding just a little bit? Is a lot of this funding and projects that we are approving were already monies that were given to the research center to do these projects, one of them being a sewer lines and things like that. So that money had those strings attached. So if people are kind of questioning on the funding and why is it going here or there, that's partial reason with that. Other than the senior citizen, that's a different project. So I just want to kind of mention that.
Okay. Mr. Leonard.
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. Mr. Olson.
No, thank you.
Okay. I have nothing either, so we would look for a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Just one quick clarification. On the senior center, if I remember correctly, and this is hopefully just a minor detail, the January meeting, I don't think the proposals were officially opened. We were the only proposal that you received.
Oh.
But the proposal was in on time. The clerk's office just didn't, I think Brenda was gone or something.
Yeah, I remember that now. So we didn't find it for the meeting.
Just a clarification there.
Okay.
Do you want me to go get it from her and we can go back to that item and open and then award? Is that the right way to?
Best.
Probably best.
I did double check and it was submitted on time when we asked for proposals. Like you said, Brenda was gone, and it didn't look like any had been received. And then when she was back, she said, yeah, we did receive one.
Okay.
So, however, and then this is the first meeting we've had since then to do anything.
It was a great proposal, too.
If you could go grab it, that'd be great.
The record,
yeah.
Miley, did you guys start?
Different meeting. This is LBA.
Oh.
You're 15 minutes early.
You know,
right. Hang out with us. You're good.
What else are you going to do? That's right. Never mind. I'll sit down. Sorry for that first.
No, that's good. Appreciate. January's been a while ago.
Can you believe it? It's already May.
And it hasn't even gotten warm yet.
This week, the next 2 weeks are going to be interesting.
One of these days I'm going to get oil. Can you hear that from down there?
Yes.
And you'll get the sheriffs.
My switch is not here. In commission meeting, I try to hold real still so I don't make the noise.
This sounds like home.
Let's go.
Did it rain in Richfield pretty good?
Yeah, we've had a little bit of rain the last couple of days. It's been nice. Everything is green. It's beautiful.
Almost forgot what it looked like. Didn't forget what snow looked like, though.
Is it gone around the cabin yet?
We can get in now.
Is there still snow around the cabin?
Mm-mm.
It's all gone?
It's all gone. Runoff hasn't started yet.
As long as there's no creek that runs alongside the cabin, maybe
there
you're okay.
Is.
Is there? Right alongside?
No, it's right through our cabin.
Does
right
it really?
Right. Well, within probably 300 feet, but it's uphill. We're uphill.
So you should be okay.
It's breached it every year, but never come as far as the cabin.
She's wrong.
Okay. Okay, again, we went out for advertising the paper for engineering for this project, and this was the sole bid received. Now, is Johansson and Tuttle help any on this one also?
They are also part of our team.
Okay. There's no price. I guess it was free.
Yeah, free. It was a qualification-based selection.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so there is no number here. Okay. All right. That's right. I remember that now. Okay. So this is just for qualifications. Okay. So we have approved this, but we'll push this on to Mr. Olson and just make sure everything's okay there. So we need to go back and accept this, or are we okay, Mike? To just hand it on to you?
You know, we're seeing it there. Like, we can just make sure that I think the changes that to your previous, you have a standard contract. Mm-hmm. We've already added our language to it, so I'm not expecting a lot of work. And so we probably could just notice it up on the next commission agenda. And also, in looking at it, we could probably also notice up a contract.
Okay.
So that way we'll be able to make sure the qualifications matched up with what we were asking for, like we always do.
Okay.
And then we can go ahead with the contract as well, and they'll both be noticed up properly in the public meeting.
Okay. No reason to do anything else today, then?
I don't know how we can make it any faster without a special meeting.
Okay.
Or a ratification.
Okay, so we can go ahead and adjourn.
Do you need it quicker than 2 weeks?
Yes, yeah, the application goes in.
June 1st.
So we can, if on something where there's only one person who applied, if you want to go the ratification route, which is, this is the exception. We shouldn't do that. It's the exception if we get pushed against it. It sounds like it was our problem that we haven't done it before January, but if you want to go the ratification route, we can do it. If you want to notice up a special meeting, you would be able to do it that way too.
Okay. If you can just glance at it and make sure everything's okay on that, then we can hurry and do a special meeting just so that we get you lined out in time for CIB. Okay.
Okay.
So
I know in the past when we set special meetings without working with the clerk's audit, we want in the past, if we haven't asked Brenda for her permission, she gets uptight about setting new meetings. So we better check with the clerk's office to make sure that that's going to be okay with her.
Okay. Okay. So as far as today's meeting, we'll go ahead with that motion to adjourn. Everybody's got time for.
Did you make a motion?
Yeah, I made it earlier, but I can do.
I'll second.
Yeah, we motioned and seconded, and then we stopped. So.
Okay.